Well, Neil, thank you very much. You know, Tunde Olabi's going to have to be careful giving assists on self-assist to Adam Dodd, because Adam Dodd's going to catch him up in the score, leading scorers.
It's nice, isn't it, to see other people getting on the score sheet. It's nice to see Tunde get a couple. But it's made up for Doddy after his penalty miss. But he's played great again, and he's got his goal, and I don't know, 5 or 6 in 3 or 4. I'm not sure, but you know, he's on a run and he's enjoying it, and he's never, you know, he probably never scored that many goals on a run before, but he has, and he's doing well. But you know, as are the rest of the team. You know, let's give Runcorn credit. First half, I thought they kept the shape. I think they stifled us. I think they made it hard with how deep they dropped, and we were getting a little bit frustrated because we couldn't get our ball in over the top, which made us have more touches than what we usually do. We got the goal early on. I'm not saying we took our foot off the gas. I just think we stopped moving the ball quickly, and it helped them because they didn't have to move as much. And we said at half time, what we need to do, and you've probably seen it second half, we need to start playing higher up the park. We need to get Luke the other side of their midfielder. We need to get Potsy higher. We need to get our wide men higher. And you could probably see from the second half where, you know, where a lot of our play started. It was literally on the halfway line instead of from Cam. So it's nice because the lads have, you know, the lads have listened to instructions. But fair play to Runcorn. They gave us a game. But I thought second half, we really upped the gear, and, you know, we played really well second half.
And again, how pleasing is it when we spoke off air before the game about how FC were 2-0 up last week, come back to 2-2, and the side responded in a really level-headed, disciplined way. Again, the penalty miss could have unsettled the side, but you just kind of stuck to your task, really, didn't you?
It's a, you know, not a mental thing, but I keep saying the brand new squad. They are a brand new squad, and they're going to have blips. They're going to have setbacks. They're going to have last minute equalisers. They're going to have wins on penalties. They're going to lose games in last minute, you know. But as a group, and we haven't hidden the fact we want to be together for 2, 3, 4 years. They're going to have to learn about that. And you know, even at half time today, we said a team's playing deep against you. You're going to have to learn that. You're going to have to be patient. Second half, we can open them up. But you know, like I said to Ben last night on the radio, if anyone would have said to me going into the end of November that you'll still be in the trophy, you'll be in the Manchester Cup, you'll be in the League Cup, and you'll be in around the playoffs, I probably wouldn't have believed them with a brand new squad. You know, credit to the squad, they're doing fantastically well. You know, and that's another away travel without a defeat. You know, I think, I don't know how long the record's going on for, but not lost away since Grantham, 3 defeats in 22. It's incredible. They've got to take a lot of plaudits in there, the lads. They're working the socks off behind the scenes, they're learning all the time. And listen, of course, we were disappointed about Witton last week, we were devastated, but I had a point down before the game, so I had a game's last 92, 93 minutes. We've got to accept it and move on.
We've noticed how generally the defence is getting retaining its shape. And Roy was observing that Belford, you know, with his experience, and it's no disrespect to Paddy Wharton, wonderful goalkeeper, but Belford's got a presence about him, hasn't he? And do you feel that is feeding into the back line?
I mean, he talks, doesn't he? I can hear him all the time. He's organising. He's encouraging him to drop off. He's encouraging centre-halves to split when he's got the ball. He's great at his feet. Listen, Paddy's an exceptional keeper, but he's away off at the minute. You know, people kind of question when I brought in a second keeper, because, you know, when a keeper of Cam's quality comes available, you know, you don't turn it down. But he sat on the bench for 5 games and didn't say anything, stayed professional, did the running after the game. He's great, and he's come in, and, yeah, he's helped us. You know, he's helped us, but Paddy helps us as well. You know, we've got 2 exceptional keepers, but Cammy's doing really well, and he's a great lad, and I'm delighted to get him over the line until the end of January.
Yeah, he's a presence to me as soon as he comes out, and you can see it in his manner. You know, he doesn't skulk along, he bounces along, he's in there with everybody. But I just feel like, you know, you can tell by the movement of your defenders, you know, that they're getting instruction from behind them, and they're comfortable with that. They're not even checking the shoulder to see if anything, they trust him.
We do a lot of work at training. We do, you know, when the keeper gets it split in centre-halves, full-backs going higher, Griff coming into the pocket. You know, sometimes it's on, sometimes it's not, but we've just got to keep trying it because we're a footballing team and we want to pass and we want to play through the lines. And, you know, it starts from the back because Cam encourages that. And sometimes they need telling. You know, they need to split, they don't start doing it naturally. But, you know, he's been a great addition. But I just think the whole squad now are developing really nicely. And, you know, we're really happy with it.
And a word about the skipper, because Potts now seems to me, you know, he's getting back into his stride and fitness the first 6 or 7 games. But now he really is that figure that we missed so much towards the end of last season.
He's absolutely incredible. You know, and I know he came with an injury, he played through an injury, he's got himself back fit now. He's an incredible, influential person. And, you know, when we leave him out the other night, it's not that other lads aren't good players, it's the experience and the know-how and the information that he passed around the park and setting by example. And listen, you know, ask him. I went for him at half time. You know, I had a real do with him because at one point in the game, he hit the shot and he should have given it air. And, you know, we work at overloads. But Potsy will take that. And I said to him, listen, if you're not doing it, you're my captain. You know, what are these lads going to do? And, you know, he'll take that. And he'll
leads,
said
he leads.
But he leads and he's a fantastic player. It helps the likes of Luke Griffiths, etc. But, you know, I could mention them all. You know, I think Charlie Ennis was disappointed on the bench, and Jack Lenehan, they both come on. They were exquisite. Jack Lenehan in particular, I thought, you know, he's going to be a great player, but he's a young lad. And we've got a good, you know.
You've got the squad, though, and you've got a really good bench. Just a couple more things.
Yeah.
The next round, so first round proper, you know, just as an entertaining question, really, you'd want a home draw.
Yep.
Would you like to play a bigger team?
Yep.
Rather than play, say, somebody further down to have more chance of progressing?
I want to play the best team in the conference in the next round. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want my lads to go up against it and show that they're a really good side. And listen, you might go out in the first round against, but it gives us an opportunity. You know, we're not the underdog, and, you know, let's get Broadhurst Park packed. Let's get a Knox County. Let's get someone like that down there and, you know, entertain it and enjoy the day. We're enjoying the ride in the trophy. And some people might say they'll get a lower team and, you know, get more money in the coffers. I want a big team now in the next round. And the lads have deserved to get to the first round. I think it's five rounds to Wembley. And we've got a genuine belief that we're going. You know, we're going. Yeah. And, you know, it might be, you know, pie in the sky dream, but you've got to believe. You've got to dream big. But we want a big team, you know, and I think we deserve one.
You find what out of your levels and your quality of play is, you know, and how far it's progressed. But I just feel that, you know, what you've got is you've got strength on the bench, you know, to call on. You pull a player off, you put another one on, and the tempo of your quality doesn't drop. And I think that's really important.
It's been difficult the last couple of weeks because I've had to make changes at half-time. I've made changes today. You know, lads aren't at it. But it doesn't mean the bad players. You've just had a bit of an off day, and they go back in the week after. So there's nothing personal against it. Sometimes when people are having a bad game, you've just got to rescue them. And, you know, we're a squad. We're learning.
And they'll all become better players, better team men, won't they, for that? Finally, back to the day job next weekend at home to Lancaster. Mm. One of the downsides of a cup run is that you lose a few places in the league. But tough assignment against Lancaster. But we held our own at their place in September in a sort of dour defensive battle. Were you feeling positive about that one?
It was the turning point part of one. It was going to Radcliffe and getting the point, and then it was going to Lancaster on the Tuesday and getting the 0-0. That gives a belief we could get clean sheets, and then we just carried on and going and going. And, you know, Mark Fell's done a great job at Lancaster, but, you know, I've watched him, I know about them. They're going to have to be at the best to beat us. We're going to have to be at our best to beat them. It opens itself to be a really entertaining game, but we're full of confidence. You know, we're not going in on the back of, you know, how many defeats or whatever. We're going in full of confidence, and we're not going to win every game. You know, there's going to be setbacks, there's going to be blips, but we're ready for Lancaster next week. We're going to have a really good week in training. We're going to get a bounce going and, you know, pay Lancaster the respect that they deserve. But listen, you're coming to us next week, and we want to win the game.
I think FC are playing off a higher level than when they initially met them up at the Giant Axe. And I think, you know, if you do what you do well and quickly, as opposed to the first half, where I thought you delayed the ball a little bit, and possibly, you know, stretch them out as well. I really thought, honestly, Renault, that the diagonal in the first half was always on to stretch them and move them around all the time, and we didn't do it. We played that little short 10-yard ball, 15-yard ball, and the one was there, the 20, 30 yarders.
I'll finish with this, Roy. In our day, you know, when we both played, I said to Aaron Morris, I said, Aaron, by the time you walked in the dressing room, four or five lads would have been pinned on that coat hook because you didn't get the ball, mate. 20, 30 times, we turned you down. He's got to learn, he's got to open his mouth, but we turned it down. And I would have gone in there and said, listen, what have I done wrong? Why do you keep turning me down? And we did. Mm. We did. And, you know, I think second half when we made it bigger, you know, we're getting, that's our game.
Yeah.
That's our game. But listen, great day.
Yeah.
Great day. And, you know,
great result.
Brilliant.
Right. Well, thank you very much as ever for another really lovely interview. Congratulate the lads from us. And we'll look forward to the next chapter, home to Lancaster.
Brilliant.
Next Saturday.
Thanks,
definitely.
Guys. Brilliant. Thank you.